The Motown sound was one of the musical trademarks of the 1960s, yet until now, fans haven't been able to hear anything but its big hits. This has changed with the release of the first volume of The Complete Motown Singles on Hip-O Select, with 11 volumes yet to come. Today, rock historian Ed Ward tells us about Motown's first two hits.
The Motor City, now that's the place I'm singing of. Hey, hey, the Motor City, now that's the place I'm singing of. Well, I've traveled around from town to town. That is where I met my love. They say down in the south.
There are a lot of myths about Motown Records, which is a shame because the truth is interesting enough. One myth says that it was the first black-owned record company in the United States, which is ridiculous. Black-owned labels date back to Black Swan in the 1920s and continue through the Swing Time and Made in Hollywood labels in the 1940s. Even Chicago's VJ Records, a direct competitor, was already in existence when Berry Gordy started his family of labels. Another myth, which I believed until the other day, was that Motown's first record was a hit, Barrett Strong's Money, That's What I Want. Actually, Motown's first record was a hit, but it wasn't Money. Berry Gordy decided to set up his labels, Tamla, Gordy, and Motown, after producing a number of records and writing a bunch of songs which had done well. He saw others reaping the benefits, so why not do it himself? And so, on January 21st, 1959, Tamla 101 was released. Come to Me by Marv Johnson reached number 6 on the R&B charts and 30 on the pop charts, but not on Tamla. Gordy knew his limitations, and once the record began to sell like crazy in Detroit, he leased it to United Artists. But on this record, we can already hear the Motown sound being born. The whacking tambourine, the perky backup vocals, the fantastic band. There's a good reason for this, too. The band on Come to Me is the Motown house band, the Funk Brothers, in miniature. Bassist James Jamerson and drummer Benny Benjamin are here, as well as guitarists Eddie Willis and Joe Messina, and saxophonist Thomas Beans Bowles, who would lead the Motown touring band in the years to come. Money came out 7 releases later, in August 1959, and it was Barrett Strong's second try for the label. Let's Rock was recorded in a local DJ's basement, and sounds like it. Gordy likely put the record out as a favor to Strong's friend Jackie Wilson, for whom he'd written and produced before starting Motown. Gordy liked Strong's voice and told him to stay in touch. One day, Gordy and Motown's receptionist, Janie Bradford, were fooling around with a piano riff, laughing as they improvised lyrics about how they needed some money. Strong was hanging around and started singing and took over playing the piano. They must have been making a bit of noise because two white kids on their way home from high school heard them and walked in the door. Gordy reemerged to say the studio was set up and the two kids offered to play guitar and bass. Some of the Motown regulars joined them, and the result is history.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need fun. That's what I want.
Nobody ever saw the two white kids again, but the record they played on became a huge hit, just missing the top slot on the R&B charts. Barry leased money to his big sister's label, Anna, and Motown was on its way.
Ed Ward lives in Berlin. He reviewed the first volume of the Complete Motown Singles on Hippo Select.